of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. And we're talking about the subject once again from yesterday's broadcast, kind of picking up and carrying on with the subject of the general schizophrenia that plagues America. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention a couple of things. First of all, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would presume to be. You can dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. And so welcome back for the second hour, or welcome if you're just joining. So this general schizophrenia that plagues America, and really, without notice to most, it should be deeply disturbing. It should be of great concern to everyone. We'll talk about the Colin Kaepernick situation. I want to touch on liberty and democracy too, because we, or freedom and democracy, we hear that we're fighting our sons and daughters. We send our loved ones ostensibly conscripted to, service to what I would call a rogue political regime, but ultimately conscripted to evil in service to this rogue political regime, believing that they're somehow serving their country or defending their country. When obviously, if just a if a basic investigation would be done, nothing could be further from the truth. There are the jokes, for example, the image that floats around of Iran and the dozens and dozens of military bases that surround Iran and the joke that, look, Iran is trying to attack us. They're all around us. It's United States military bases that have encircled Iran. I believe it was the CSIS that produced a report a few years ago. I think it's been nearly 10 years ago, about 8 years ago, and mentioned that it's common knowledge that what is known as Israel today, the modern geopolitical contrivance known as Israel, has had nukes since the 60s, at least, and again, that's just common knowledge. Iran hasn't successfully really created a nuclear program, let alone does it have anything it could stick a nuke on. If it, and according to the CSIS report, and this is a crude paraphrasing, but it was actually, I think, a PowerPoint presentation. And according to that presentation, yes, we know Israel has had nukes since the 60s, at least hundreds of nukes. Yet Iran doesn't have anything it could duct tape and baling wire to anything to lob it in any particular direction that it could call a nuke. And even if it did have a nuke, the rockets that it has are insufficient to get that warhead even close. On a good day, according to that PowerPoint presentation, Iran might be able to lob something with the wind at its back toward the modern geopolitical contrivance known as Israel. And so there's just a complete imbalance in the representation of those facts in the media. Iran is all but encircled. And by the military-industrial complex, and I'm not even getting to the politics of the day, just the gross misrepresentation of the facts. So if folks would take a second and just look at the facts of that situation, for instance, speaking of the schizophrenia, instead of playing into the mainstream media, if they would look at these facts, Remember, I've played retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner and his clip from a million years ago on CNN's Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. We ought to play that again. You know, back in 2006, I want to say. Sam Gardner was talking about a report that he had written for the talking about a piece he had written for the Century Foundation, I believe. And I believe that was back in 2006, I want to say. And Sam Gardner said that we were already flying sorties and conducting military operations inside Iran. And yeah, we got to play that. Anyway, I don't want to get too far off track on that, but yeah, this is it. This is the transcript, but Wolf Blitzer said joining now is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. He's taught strategy and military operations at National War College, the Air College, and Naval War College. Colonel, thanks very much for coming in. You've just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled "Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran." This is the transcript of Gardner's CNN Situation Room appearance back in 18th, 2016, a week after 9/11/2006, just incidentally, anecdotally. So Wolf Blitzer mentioned that Gardner had just prepared a paper for the Century Foundation entitled "Considering the U.S. Military Option for Iran." He mentioned a below the CNN line in that piece. Anyway, Gardner went on to say, how close, in your opinion, is the U.S., the Bush administration, to giving the go-ahead order? Gardner said his immediate response was, it's been given. In fact, we have probably been executing military operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming. He said that September 18th, 2006. And Blitzer said something. He responded, when you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy, et cetera, et cetera. But Blitzer said, so what do you mean the order has been given? Gardner said, we're conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and congressional sources. And Blitzer, splitting hairs, asks what's military operations. See, we got to define terms, because when you have a president who has been impeached for lying, who can't figure out what the definition of is, then, you know, we need folks like Wolf Blitzer to ask what's military operation. This is the sad state of affairs we're in. We have perjurers and flagrant opportunists as the primary presidential campaigns, closet fascist, open Maoist It's unbelievable. This should speak to the cognitive dissonance and the schizophrenia that we suffer from in America that we're plagued by. Again, a long-term mental disorder of a type involving a breakdown in the relation between thought, emotion, and behavior, leading to faulty perception that somehow either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton would do anything other than further erode and destroy America. And virtually everyone we see paraded before us in the mainstream press, leading to faulty perception, inappropriate actions and feelings, supporting things, people, etc., that might be have a deleterious effect on the country, the nation at large, as it were. Withdrawal from reality and personal relationships into fantasy and delusion. We see that being pushed too in the video game industry. Anyway, not to digress too far, but we ought to play that clip. Like I said, you know, you can look it up for yourself. It's still floating around on YouTube. Sam Gardner on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer back in September of 2006, September 18th. It's a provocative piece, but I digress. So I want to get back to this discussion of Colin Kaepernick for the moment. I want to get to the freedom, liberty conversation as well. Like I said, not to get too far off track, but to kind of tackle these superstitions and taboos, as H.L. Mencken put it. Again, all as Mencken wrote, all government in its essence is a conspiracy against the superior man. Its one permanent object is to oppress him and cripple him. If it be democratic, we hear that democracy is a great thing. America, we are told, is a democracy, although it was founded as a constitutional republic. If it be democratic, as Mencken wrote, then it seeks to protect the man who is inferior in every way against both the man who is superior in law and superior in fact, both of those two. One of its primary functions is to regiment men by force to make them as much alike as possible and dependent upon one another as possible, to search out and combat originality among them. All it can see in an original idea is potential change, as I mentioned, away from its prerogatives, and hence an invasion of its prerogatives. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who's able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. So tackling those superstitions and taboos, speaking of the modern geopolitical contrivance, also known as Israel, it's interesting. What is Israel? Israel was the, just as a brief aside, Israel was the name change. God changed Jacob's name to Israel. In Galatians chapter 6, you will find these words. It's an interesting chapter. And there's more. This is perhaps a crude reduction of the subject to small sound bites, which is not a good idea. But in verse 16, you'll find these words: those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. The Israel of God. Huh. What is that? What is the Israel of God? And there are related passages. That's Galatians 6, verse 16. So a related passage, Galatians 3, 7. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of the faith who are sons of Abraham. Well, what does that mean? How do you become a son of Abraham? And we get into these disputes of genealogy and, you know, contentions and so forth that are spoken of in the Bible. But really, How do we figure that out? Well, Romans chapter 9 is an interesting supporting passage. And these words, I think, are informative. Verses 6 through 8, Romans chapter 9. It is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel. Haha. Nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. Huh. But through Isaac, your descendants will be named. And that is Paul quoting Genesis 21, verse 8. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. Aha. So how are you grafted into that promise? That's really what the children of God is referring to. So we get hung up on this misapplied context. Again, a schizophrenia, type of schizophrenia, but that's a side note. So Colin Kaepernick, I want to get back to that. Speaking of the schizophrenia that plagues America, I think the opening of Sam Borden's New York Times article is fantastic, asking the right questions, at least getting us kind of on the right train of thought to start to combat this general schizophrenia that plagues America. So what did Colin Kaepernick do? He refused to stand for the national anthem, but why? I want to get to that here in a minute. In his own words, it's interesting. You'll hear a lot of commentary, a lot of speculation, a lot of rhetoric, but we don't hear from him. Why haven't we heard from him? Isn't that interesting? And again, this gets to that issue of patriotism, freedom, security, liberty, democracy, these Orwellian phrases and slogans that we hear thrown around. But do we really understand what they mean? And are, more importantly, are we living in accordance with the tenets of these slogans? Or have we been propagandized? Are we double-minded, as James wrote, and crippled, as Mencken wrote? Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, Americas have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
welcome back.
I want to have control. I want the perfect body.
So, we've talked a lot. I've given some commentary. I haven't really touched on the nature of Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem. I've talked about some things and how this pertains to the, or dovetails, falls into the general schizophrenia that plagues America. But we haven't heard from Colin Kaepernick himself. How many people, this just again speaks to the cognitive dissonance and the schizophrenia. You know, we tell our kids certain things, you know, don't, we try to encourage